It really shows how insecure the Chama cha Mapinduzi, that's the ruling party, is in Tanzania about, one, the opposition being able to sell its program to the public, because CCM, the ruling party, has dominated the politics for so many years. But I think that the bigger problem is the concern that the youth protests that we had in neighboring Kenya, which spread to Uganda, we saw it even in Nigeria, are now coming to Tanzania. I think the ruling party is very concerned about that, and they're really trying to restrict it, because we shouldn't forget that later this year we'll have local elections in Tanzania, followed by general elections in 2025. So Samia Suluhu is really trying to consolidate power. And by harassing the opposition, I think this is one way of restricting their ability to challenge her rule and the power of the CCM.
But Professor, like you just mentioned, Samia Suluhu taking the helm on March 2021 after Magufuli's sudden death, she had moved away from her predecessor's repressive policies and embarked on political reforms, including relaxing some restrictions on the media and the opposition. But it seems now that whatever she's doing is very similar to the mass opposition arrests we saw when Magufuli was president.
You know, to be honest, when she began, President Samia Suluhu promised to be a reformer, to move away from the autocratic and authoritarian behavior of John Magufuli. So she legalized opposition rallies in 2023, which had been banned in 2016 by Magufuli. But I think it's important, even as we, you know, as she was touted as a reformer when she first came into office, a lot of her reforms have been very cosmetic, and she's really fundamentally continued with the repression of the Magufuli era. We should remember that a lot of opposition politicians were forced into exile during her term. And even Tindi Lissu was almost killed in an assassination attempt, which has never been investigated, and nobody has been brought to book, although there are a lot of suspicions that the ruling party was behind it.
And going back to what you just said about Kenya, because Kenya's demonstrations were actually led by this Generation Z, the youth wing in Tanzania also has said about 10,000 youngsters were expected to meet in Mbaye to mark International Youth Day today under the slogan, "Take charge of your future." Are you saying the inspiration came from whatever happened in Kenya?
Very much so. Regionally, I think Kenya is seen as a leader in terms of expanding democratic space and as a model for the region. So I think Tanzanian youth are really picking a leaf from the Gen Z in Kenya. And I think the challenge for CCM here, what they are afraid of is the majority of the electorate are these young people. More than half of the population is composed of youth below 25 years old. So what the ruling elites know is that if the youth are able to mobilize around the opposition and around broader questions of expanded political space, broader questions of free and fair elections, aside from manipulation of the Electoral Commission by the ruling party, around questions of corruption, and around questions of other political parties being able to also sell their ideology to Tanzanians. I think the ruling government of Samia Suluhu is terrified about that. And this is why you see those 10,000 youth, they were rounded up by the police, roughed up, and sent back to their locations under armed escort. So I think you can really see how concerned the Samia Suluhu government is about this being a broader youth movement, because once it spreads and once the youth come out to vote, it will be very difficult for the Chama cha Mapinduzi to continue to hold on to power.